The bakers of Weber's Bread present your all-star Western theater.
Drifting along, singing a song under a Western moon.
From Hollywood comes your all-star Western theater, starring America's great Western singers, Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. And a heartwarming human story of an unusual man and his faithful partner. And now, the Riders of the Purple Sage.
There's a rainbow over the range, and the skies are blue again. The rolling thunder spills in the far-off hills. There's a rainbow over the range. Hear the cowboys yippee-i-o, while the doge is mill and low. The sun is riding high in the prairie sky. There's a rainbow over the range. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's worn in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain. I've been told there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow lane. But I found the trail, just a magic veil that's worn in the wind and rain. It's a grand and glorious day, and the clouds have rolled away. The fading thunder stills in the far off hills. There's a rainbow over the rain.
Boy Willing, I believe you wanted to say a word here.
Well, Terry, I just wanted to mention a little romantic song with a Western spirit, which has won its place in today's hit parade class. And a lot of people have to like a song before it can be given that distinction. I'm talking about Adobe Hacienda, of course, which the boys and I are going to play and sing for you now.
In my Adobe Hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Lovelier than orchids blooming in the patio. So desert stars and the strum of guitar make every evening seem so sweet. In my Adobe Hacienda,
when vast stretches of range country were unfenced, the cowpuncher's job meant much more than just riding, roping, and shooting. Cowpokes spent a lot of time keeping the great cattle herds from stampeding and getting into quicksand or running off a cliff. You know, it took a lot of skill and experience to bring the cattle through safely and deliver them to market fat and uninjured. And today, it takes a lot of skill and experience to bake delicious Weber's bread. Always well mixed and properly baked, you'll find the smooth, even texture and golden brown crust of Weber's bread especially appealing. And when you serve it on your table, you can be sure the entire family will enjoy its distinctive flavor. Buy a loaf of that good Weber's bread the next time you go to your grocery store. You'll know it by its familiar blue gingham wrapper. Enjoy that good Weber's bread often. You'll like it.
Way back about 1911, when folks who were hep did the kangaroo dip, the crab step, the grizzly bear, and the Texas Tommy as they danced the turkey trot, Irving Berlin whipped out a song which won him undying fame. I'm not even going to give the title, no need to. Everybody knows Alexander's Ragtime Band. Purple Sage have chosen a love song which Western fans have taken to their hearts. And a song which, if there was ever such a girl as pictured in the title, has made her forever famous. San Antonio Rose.
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio. Wearing greens, I live with a memory beneath the stars all alone.
It was there I found beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. Moonlit paths that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor, lonely my heart, call back my rose, rose of San Antonio. Lips so sweet and tender, like petals falling apart, think once again of my love, my own.
Oh, broken song, empty words I know,
they live in my heart all alone.
For that moonlit path by the Alamo,
and rose, my rose of San Antonio.
I know
they live in my heart all alone.
For that moonlit path by the Alamo,
and rose, my rose of San Antone, rose of San Antone.
And now it's time for Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage to tell another story of the West. This week they've selected a simple tale called Little Hoof. Of all the perfect lives we pictured in our dreams, the life of a vagabond seems best. A wandering minstrel like these riders of the Purple Sage, to feel the sting of wind-driven rain, an outlaw racing against death, to know the coolness of water from a deep well. A wandering minstrel finds all of these and sometimes more. Sometimes he finds an affection or love that lasts longer than life itself.
Hit it right easy, boys. Sun's hot enough to broil a steak.
I don't see how lizards stand it living in this kind of a climate all their lives. Do you, Foy?
It's so hot they probably haven't got the gumption to try and go anywhere else, Al.
Yeah. I think you got something there, Johnny.
What was that?
It's a rifle shot.
They're shooting at us.
Head for the boulders on the left. Let's get some protection until we find out what this is all about. Quiet now.
Yeah, I think we gave him the slip.
Is somebody mad at us, Foy?
Not that I know of.
If they ain't, they're sure using the manners of a coyote.
All right, Vermis, come on out from behind them rocks. I got you covered.
Keep down, boys.
I know right where you are.
You know, it seems like I recognize that voice.
Me too, Foy.
This is your last chance. Either come on out or I'll shoot your gun in a last year's snakeskin. Even if I have to sit here till doomsday to do it.
Is that you, Scotty?
You're blame right, it's me. I got a shooting iron in each hand and another in my belt.
I'm Foy Willing, Scotty.
You who?
Foy Willing. Al Slow and Johnny Paul are here with me.
Stand up. Let me see.
Old Scotty must have gone loco.
Yeah, I bet he's done got it.
Well, dogged if you ain't, Foy Willing.
Say, what's the idea of shooting at us, Scotty? We've always
hey,
been...
Boy, I owe you fellas an apology. You ain't varmints. I ought to have a hot branding iron run down my mouth for saying you was. I thought all the time I was following you that you was them outlaws that got me staked out.
Outlaws?
Well, outlaws been watching me like buzzards watch a stray calf. Say, how about riding back to my shack with me? I'd appreciate you letting me wrestle up some grub for supper by way of apology for calling you varmints.
Well, you lead the way, Scotty. You got the grub. We got the appetite.
We sure have. What's the matter? Your horse thieves ain't at nothing. Don't you like my vittles?
Well, I reckon we've been kind of holding off, Scotty, thinking you'd say a little more about those outlaws.
Oh, them. Well, I'll tell you about them. 4 months ago, more or less, Little Hoof and me brought a grubstake out here.
Little Hoof?
Is Little Hoof still alive?
Is Little Hoof still alive? Why, it's only now she's reached full bloom.
Well, we didn't mean anything against her, Scotty.
Well, I hope not, because man never had a better partner. The whole history of this spinning world in Little Hoof. Or a prettier one, either. You know, she's got downright pretty this last year. Flecks of gray in her hair now. And sort of a plumpness in a few spots. Kind of softness in her eyes, too, late.
Hmm.
You could offer me a whole dang railroad, but dog if I'd trade that burro. Nope.
Well, what about the outlaws, Scotty?
Well, I'm coming to them. Little Hoof and me brought a grubstake out here, and I started digging a likely claim. Never really expected to find anything, of course. But I'm a bow-legged roadrunner if I didn't up and strike it rich.
You made a strike? Well, congratulations, Scotty. I'm glad to hear it.
A second now. I ain't finished. A week ago, the claim petered out, so I decided it was time for Little Hoof and me to go back to civilization. That's when I noticed the outlaws had showed up.
They were after your stake, huh?
Waiting for me. Waiting until I'd finished working the claim, so when they jumped me, they'd be sure to get all the gold there was. Haven't known quite what to do since, except to go through the motions of digging, so as I'd have time to think of a way out.
You mean you've been here pretending to work for a whole week?
Well, I couldn't do much else, or they'd have come to the shack and got me. Maybe waylaid Little Hoof and me as we crossed the desert.
Scotty, if you want to start back in the morning, we'll ride with you and see that you get through safe.
Sure will, Scotty.
Well, I figured maybe you would, boy. I'm mighty grateful.
Well, let's count on it then. Well, boys, I reckon it's about time we're bedding down for the night, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
You still awake, boy?
Just woke up. Don't know why. I usually sleep straight through.
Uh-huh.
Funny thing.
Kind of hard for me to go to sleep this evening. See, tomorrow will be sort of like a dream come true for Little Hoof and me.
Yeah, I imagine it will.
Must be $2,000-$3,000 there. My whole lifetime before I never made more than enough to buy beans and bacon.
We're sure mighty glad for you, Scotty.
You know what I'm going to do, boy? I'm going to live like a king, a real royal king. First, I'll fix things so Little Hoof has a patch of grazing land all to herself where she can eat fresh, juicy grass from sun up to dark every day of the week. She won't have to do no work at all.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to buy a railroad ticket, get on a train. I ain't made up my mind where I'll go yet, but wherever the engine takes us will be all right with me. When I'm on the train and hungry, I'll sit down at a table, one with a white cloth covering the top, and tell a fella to bring me a meal. The train will be roaring along, and I'll be sitting there eating choice victuals. Won't that be just fine?
Be great, Scotty.
Tonight I'll go to a hotel. Not a rough boarded hotel, but hotel all made out of stone with carpets on the floor. Water made soft bunks. Pure white sheets, pure white, just like a summer cloud. Bet y'all sleep like a baby, boy.
Not many men get what they want out of life, Scotty.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. Awful hard to sleep. Guess maybe I'll get up for a spell.
All right.
I'm just keeping everybody else awake. Stars are sure pretty this evening.
Where do you go now, boy?
Oh, you awake too, Al?
Yeah.
Well, I kind of think he went over to see if Little Hoof is all right.
I heard him talking to Little Hoof just before we bedded down. Same as if she was a human being.
Yeah, that's right.
You suppose the old fellow's gone a little loco? Another thing, boy, I ain't seen any signs of these here outlaws he's been talking about, have you?
Not yet. You know, Al, I don't reckon we ought to spoil things for him by talking. I mean, if he should hear us, doubt me.
Days to get across this desert, Little Hoof. Another day for me to make arrangements for you. That ain't so long to wait, though, is it, old girl? Not after all these years. Good long rest. Me luxuriating on the best day is you putting that soft old nose down, nibbling tender. What's that? Little Hoof! Look! Shot! She's been shot. She's dead. Little Hoof. Little Hoof.
Scotty, we thought we heard shooting. Do you know anything about...
She's dead.
God.
They've done it deliberately. The outlaws. She's dead.
The dirty rattlers.
Poor old girl.
They shot Little Hoof, thinking they could starve you out, Scotty.
Just when I could have given her the reward she had coming for all her work.
Never mind, Scotty. We'll take you across the desert tomorrow, just the same. We'll ride double or something, but we'll get you across.
Excuse me, boy, but I don't reckon I can go tomorrow now. I'll have to stay on here until I track down the varmints that shot Little Hoof. That wasn't right. She had a good time coming. They took it away from her.
Wait a minute. Hold it, boys.
What's the matter, boy?
You see something?
Look down there in that ravine.
A camp. Right, Jehoshaphat, we found them. That's their camp.
But it seems deserted. Fires are out. Two horses grazing. Nothing else stirring.
Varmints probably rode over to my diggings already, wanting to find out what I plan to do.
Looks to me like the outlaws care a whole lot more for comfort than they do for safety.
What you mean, Al?
Well, look where they made camp, down at the end of a ravine, up against the side of the mountain. They got only one way of getting in and out, unless they ride uphill.
Yeah, sure enough.
Scotty, I reckon the best thing for us to do is to get on over to the entrance of that ravine and wait there until they come back.
Yes, sir, that's just what we'll do. Waiting for them won't be as much fun as riding them down, but being sure we get them is more important than having fun in this case. Armand's probably figured there was only one man to look out for, an old fella, too. So they didn't care much where they camped. Never entered their minds, an old fella might have friends.
Listen.
Horses. That's them.
They're coming back.
Pull that hammer on my rifle.
Don't move anybody. Stay right where you are.
Get a bead on them as they pass, one at a time. Do just what they've done to Little Hoof. Drop them without any warning at all. No. I guess we can't do that. It wouldn't be right. We've got to give them a chance for a fair fight. We've got to be fair, don't we, Foy?
This is your party, Scotty. Anything you say goes.
It's awful hard to decide.
What?
I'll let them pass. Never was so tempted to do an unfair thing in my life.
Know how you feel, Scotty.
Could have winged three of them before they'd known what was happening. Kept thinking about sitting on a moving train eating supper. If I had in my mind, would have gone to Little Hoof and I'd have dropped them automatic.
Glad you did, Scotty. Fight ought to be clean.
I reckon we can start moving up now. We'll close the pockets, then warn them we're there and hope they'll start the fight. I reckon this will do.
Al.
Yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Take your horses to the left a little.
Yep.
Don't want to be too bunched up.
Ready?
Ready.
I'll warn them, then. I'm saying a prayer they'll shoot instead of giving up so they can shoot back. Well. All right, you varmints in there. Put your hands up and walk your horses this way.
See anything, Scotty?
One fellow rode behind that big rock to the left. Don't see nothing else. I got a posse with me. Come on out there. We're coming in. They're doing it for you. They're shooting at us. Now we can shoot at them. You fellas keep firing from here. I'll ride around, hit at their side, drive them out into the open.
I'll go with you, Scotty. Johnny, Al,
yeah.
Work your rifles fast. Doesn't matter what you shoot at so long as it's in their direction. Just make them stay planted. Scotty and Al, attack them from the side.
We'll do it.
This here's a fair fight, varmint, so I'm warning you. We've rode over so as we're on your left. Got one, boy, I got one. Another, and I got another. Did you see that, boy? That last one's getting away. He's decided to run for it.
Al, Johnny, get that man going up the side of the mountain.
Never mind, boy. Never mind. No use of us trying anymore.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Probably give him such a bad time, he suffered more than if we'd put a bullet through his head. Come on. Go back to my shack. This is about all we can do for her, boys. Well, Little Hoof, always figured I'd be planted deep like this before you was. Just the opposite happened. Hard to tell about such things. Maybe I'll come out this way again, though, sometime, good Lord willing. But first, I want to live a life of ease for a while and do the things I told you about. You can understand about that, I guess. Anyway, Little Hook, I'm going into the shack now, pick up my outfit. And I'll get along. Sorry you can't have the fresh, juicy green grass you're looking forward to. Bye, Little Hook. Well, boys, I'll pick up my stuff now.
Come on, Al, Johnny. We'll give him a hand.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Go ahead inside, boy, Al, Johnny. Shack ain't exactly a palace, but maybe when I get me that room in a hotel with a carpet on the floor, you can pay me a visit. Hope you can. Just a second. Somebody's been here.
Well, they've dumped your stuff, Scotty. They've rifled everything.
My gold. If my gold is gone...
Take it easy, Scotty.
Let me. Gone.
That's tough.
So, when we was hunting for their camp, they must have been here.
Yeah. Must have watched us leave, more than likely.
That outlaw got away. He must have been carrying it. Well, guess I won't eat a meal on a moving train after all, will I?
Sure wish you'd change your mind, Scotty.
Why don't you come along, Scotty?
Now's your chance. Well, you can ride back.
I reckon I'll stay here. Got enough grub to last a while. Outfit's still in good shape. But if you ever come this way again, ain't too much trouble. They should bring me a little burro. Man, in this kind of work, can't get along without one very well.
We'll bring you a burro, Scotty. Don't you worry your head about that.
Don't you worry about me. Deep down inside my heart, I don't think I ever believed I'd really sleep in no stone hotel with carpets on the floor, wear fancy store clothes. Deep down my heart, I knew it wouldn't, I guess. Well, bye, boys. Thank you. Pleasant drive to you.
So long, Scotty.
Bye, Scotty.
Did you ever wonder where the soft, soothing melodies of cowboy songs originated? Well, according to a legend of the Old West, many of them grew from the cowpuncher's efforts to soothe and reassure the herd of cattle over which he stood guard through the long nights. Range cattle were especially nervous at night, and to guard against a stampede, the cowboy would sing a low, quiet song or a ballad to let the cattle know that a friendly guardian was close by. The bakers of Weber's Bread enjoy recreating the atmosphere of the Old West on the All-Star Western Theater, just as they take pride in supplying your neighborhood with delicious Weber's Bread. Weber's Bread is good bread and has long been favored because of its firm, even texture and distinctive flavor. Serve Weber's Bread for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and for in-between snacks. You'll like it. Look for that good Weber's Bread in the familiar blue gingham wrapper next time you visit your neighborhood grocery.
Every week, the writers of the Purple Sage and I choose what we believe is a truly great song of the West. And this week, we've chosen Twilight on the Trail. Here it is.
When it's twilight on the trail, and I jog along, the world is like a dream, and the ripple of the stream is my song.
Hollywood, you've heard your All-Star Western Theater, a B.M. Bear production starring America's great Western singers, Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. The script was by Ray Wilson, direction by Tom Hargis. This is Terry O'Sullivan speaking. This program came to you from Columbia Square.
K.N.X. Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.
Thank you.